Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy New Year. And I mean that within everything within myself to give unto you. Happy New Year, because we've got a lot of work to do. Folks, these are times that are given unto people for such a time as this. To those that believe, this is an opportunity for us to prove the God of Israel. On Saturday's show, I had brought up the fact that Thomas Paine had, he was the one that coined the phrase that we have an opportunity to make the world anew. Folks, we have just that. And that's all we have to do is go back to the law, go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, and hold the law up. Because in America, we are the law. We are the government. So, with that again, Happy New Year's. We've got much to cover. We're going to be talking about the Supreme Court, clear and present danger. They are at it again, and we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. Before we do, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page as well. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Read those scriptures as they come to my aid and your aid as well to see through the thought. Now let's do this really quick because again we've got much to cover and I want to get to the main topic as soon as we can because again the Supreme Court is up to a bunch of no good doing their best to protect the criminals and that's what they're doing. In fact, they're appointed, they're not elected. And again, we're going to get to that in just a moment. But before I do, let's get over to this. This is the said CEO, the president of Harvard. And again, this is one of those issues and situations and topics that you can't make this up. But it again shows you who they're placing into positions of power and influence throughout the United States of America. And it's coming from the top down to the bottom. And if you read 1 Kings 13:33, you're going to understand that they're appointing the baser sort because when you have communists in power pushing a narrative and an agenda by force through a totalitarian system of government, this is what you have because they want to normalize the playing field. They don't want anybody better than anybody else. That's why everybody's getting a trophy except the righteous. And the Lord calls that an abomination in Proverbs 17:15. So when you get a moment, read that as well. But I want you to look at this. This whatever you want to call it, and again, I'm just going to go there because that's exactly what it is. They're confused and they're appointed to position to influence, okay, and to rule whatever roost that the people allow them to rule. But this individual's name is Claudine Gay. No joke, Claudine Gay. And keep in mind, speaking of the Supreme Court, Alina Kagan came from Harvard as well. And you all know that she was appointed on a weekend behind the backs of the American people with full support of the good guys in the Senate that approved her. But she was the one that was responsible for queerifying Harvard. Okay, so when I show you this, this should come as no surprise. We have a man that happens to be a black man. He's on the color scale, just like the white people are on the color scale. And he's basically trying to define equality. And let me define equality for you really quick, folks, just so you can all understand. Here's equality. It's to the rule of law. Okay? Equality is to the rule of law. Notice Lady Justice here is blind. Okay? You rule and you judge according to law. Not the color of men's skin, but by the content of their character. That is equality. And it's a good word. And I know that those that are lawless, they like to use the word equality out of context, outside of its definition, as they continuously try to revise it by brainwashing the rest of the people into believing their nonsense. And it stands in contrast their definitions to what they're trying to define them as. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to show you Claudine Gay, and I want you to see how she's being called out for segregation. And she happens to be a brown person, a black person. It looks like she or he thinks she's a boy or she's a girl. Oh, I'm sorry, she's confused. Daniel 9-7, and she wants everybody else confused too as
okay,
well.
I do too, but it's happening on your campus. Dr. Cornbluth, I'm sorry. We have on your campus something called Chocolate City, where blacks only, black only dorms.
Black only dorms. Did you hear that? There's a black man, Mr. Owens, doing his job, saying you have something called Chocolate City. They're called black-only dorms. Can you imagine that, folks? And notice what they're doing is they're always driving the narrative to divide the people one against another in contrast to Scripture and the Creator, Acts 17:26. Okay? Let's go on here. This black man is calling out these black and white folks out for segregation, asking the question, do you agree with segregation, right?
Excluded. Is it okay also for whites to set up a white-only dorm where minorities are excluded?
You know, actually at MIT, our students affiliate voluntarily with whichever dorm they want to. It's not exclusionary. It's actually positive selection by students which dormitory they want to live in.
So it's okay for blacks to not make whites feel included. Is it okay for whites not to let blacks feel included on your campus? We're talking about segregation. And it's obviously happening on your campuses.
You know, I think it's really important to say that there's a distinction between sending an exclusionary message and looking to other students for common experiences and support.
Okay, and what you're saying is very simply, in the 1960s, it would have been okay for whites and blacks to segregate themselves because they felt more like the people they're with.
I oppose segregation.
Okay, so again, folks, you see what they're doing. They're just trying to, do their best to eradicate all lines of morality. Why? Because they're at war with God. Why? Because they're reprobates. Definition of reprobate, Webster's 1828 is what? Abandoned to sin. These individuals that are appointed to oversee colleges are doing what? They're knocking off all foundational morality concerning the topics. And people, you have to understand that if you're going to allow communists to raise up your kids and indebt your kids, you're going to get communists in response. You reap what you sow. And the fact of the matter is you're not going to get away from that. If I sow a kernel of corn into the ground, folks, what is it going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce after its own kind. And that's what the American people are trying to figure out as to what is happening in their country. Well, just go ahead and take a look as to who's appointed to confuse your kids. Folks, and what are they doing? They're removing all morality for kids to make the right decisions, and in the end, they'll make the wrong decisions, and then they're going to be confused as to why they grew up under as to a bad harvest. Folks, we got to think about what's going on here. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, just keeping you abreast as to what's taking place in your country. As you all the well know, most of you do anyways. If you're new here, I'm going to share this information with you once again. Because again, this is hitting on the topic of an issue that is sticking its head out once again. We're told by the mainstream media there's no voter fraud taking place in our country, yet we're continuously highlighting individuals across the United States that are being busted for voter fraud. It's amazing how that works. See, the devil wants you to believe them or him this time and his little minions as well. Read John 8:44 in its place. You'll understand there's no truth in these people, and yet they're the ones telling you that there's no such thing as voter fraud, and yet I've shown you literally hundreds and thousands of individuals that have been busted committing the act of voter fraud. So here it is. Law enforcement today, election integrity, Queens man indicted for submitting over 100 false absentee ballots during 2022. Hey, folks, I can tell you this right now. The bad guys will always do their best to demonize that which is the most when it comes to a threat to their positions. What you're dealing with, and I'm growing more convinced of this on a 24/7 basis, that your said representative government friends, they are not elected by the people whatsoever. They are being planted. You can see this across the states with the governors. Look at how they're turning on the people. You're seeing this within federal government. You're seeing this coming from the people's White House. And again, it falls to God's judgments. And in fact, he's in control of all things. This we know. But we are to respond to heaven by keeping his commandments and bringing forth judgment upon the heads of the wicked. And that is found in Isaiah 26, verse 9. And if we don't want to do that, folks, then guess what? As it says in Proverbs 7:2, it says, keep my commandments and live. And if you don't keep his Commandments, this is what you're going to be given over to. We're at the point of this is what you're being given over to. But again, I just wanted to make clear, everybody understood that this is being exposed once again, and we're seeing this over and over and over again. The election integrity, the false absentees, the voter fraud that's being exposed, and again, the mainstream media is hitting that nail as hard as they can to try to get you distracted from the truth of the matter, because if you know anything about the Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled narrative, which controls six corporations worldwide, which controls 94% of the narrative that you get, it's a propaganda narrative. Read Micah 6:16 when you get a moment. It is the narrative of Omri, folks, and it's the spirit of the world, and it is propaganda. And what is the media known for? Covering for those that are responsible for committing the act of conspiracy against the people. That's what they're there for, friends. They're giving cover to conspirators in the government and in the corporate world, the fascist state in which you now live. Like it or lump it, that's where you're at. That is exactly where you're at. And for all of those that want to turn a deaf ear to what I'm telling you, and you want a happy new year, I can tell you right now, keep turning your ears and keep turning a deaf ear to the fact of the matter, because if you think that things are going to get better by just taking care of themselves, you have got another thing coming, to say the least. We are under seven times harder judgment in this country, and you can go ahead and mark his word all day long, because that's exactly where America's at. And until America repents, and the time that you have to repent, you better make the most of it, because after the fact, when judgments fall and there's no more turning back, you're going to wish you would have listened to guys like me when you had the opportunity to do so, okay? And if it's not just me and it's someone else preaching the same message, so be it. But we hold to the prophets. And what does the Bible tell us? It says, believe the prophets and you shall be established. If you don't want to believe the prophets, you're not going to be established. And I'm not talking about me being a prophet. I'm talking about me holding to the law and the prophets, which is the surest foundation that we have in Christ Jesus, who came not to abrogate the law, but to fulfill the law. Matthew 5:17. One of the things that I've been highlighting most recently and getting more blatant with it is the fact that nobody's attacking you more than your own said representative government. Can we all come to terms with this now? I mean, now, hey, folks, their head is out. They're brazen about what they're doing. They're holding nothing back anymore. They want you to forget everything that took place in the past, like September 11th, Oklahoma City bombing, the Davidian branch in Waco, Texas, John F. Kennedy assassination, Martin Luther King assassination, Robert Kennedy assassination. I mean, the list goes on. They want you to forget about all that, and they want you to believe them. But I'm here to ask you the question, because when you think about even all those assassinations that took place back in the day, what were they trying to prevent? They were trying to prevent where we're at today by telling you the truth. And the bad guys killed them off. And see, what we have today is we see the history being written by men who hung heroes. And Americans, you should know better as to know who hung those heroes, because they're the ones writing the history. And as John Adams rightly said, he said, there's nothing so false as modern. He said, there's nothing so false as modern history. And that's exactly right. Because the truth of the matter is always left out if we're listening to this nonsense. But I do want to go back to some of this nonsense, because every once in a while, the devil and his minions will blurt the truth out in their confusion. And I want to bring you there right now, because one guy just had the internal fortitude to actually come out to say and say, hard to believe the U.S. government is working against its own citizens. Of course they are. Because Americans, what you don't realize, and you've not come to the conclusion yet, because you're still not doing anything about it for the most part, and to those that are, praise God, I'm with you. But I do want to say this, for those that have still not come to the reality of where we're at and the times that we're in, they're very dangerous times right now. But the fact of the matter is, you are the problem. You are what impedes a global order. And that's all you have to do is ask them. And ask the George Soros's of the world, ask the Klaus Schwab's of the world, ask the Bill Gates of the world, and look at all the people in American government that work for the likes of them, because you can see that they're not working for we the people, they're working for the people that are driving something called the Fourth Reich, said Klaus Schwab. Let's go ahead and check out this piece by Fox News, and let's listen to the truth that was blurted out in their confusion.
Scary end to 2023 at the southern border. more than 286.
You guys all know who this is, by the way. I do have to highlight the fact this is Jason Chaffetz. You guys all know who he is, right? He was one of those that was part of a congressional oversight. Now, isn't it interesting how when they leave government, they're given a position over at Fox News? Is anybody paying attention to this? Hey, Americans, Jason Chaffetz was a controlled operative. He was a part of the cover-up concerning Extortion 17. Just ask the families. Isn't it interesting how he's promoted into a position as a news anchor over at Fox News? But there's no difference between him and Daryl Issa and Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan. No, they're all extorted men. Just ask them. And if they just keep doing what they're told, they're promoted to another position. They're going to be taken care of at least until they meet their judge. Hopefully on this earth before they meet him in person in heaven, right? Or on Judgment Day.
Encounters this month, shattering the previous record high from just a few months ago. Add on at least 83,500 known gotaways since October.
This is Jason Chaffetz. Isn't that something?
To enforce a new law giving its police the power to arrest migrants who illegally cross into our country. Those illegals will have their choice to either return to Mexico or serve
something.
Up to 6 months in jail and possibly longer for repeat offenders. The Justice Department is now telling Texas, don't enforce your law or we'll see you in court. Texas's top prosecutor, Attorney General Ken Paxton, he joins us now. Mr. Attorney General,
he looks like a real upright, honest guy.
Futures. The Department of Justice, they don't like what Texas is doing. They say they don't need any help. They don't want your help. And if you try to offer it to them and do it, they're going to sue you. What's your response?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to see what's happened over the last 3 years of the Biden administration. Those numbers, as you've seen, get worse, not better. It's not like they're solving the problem. They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels. And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy, and it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
Okay, so what begs the question here is, yes, we see this from all the good guys that are sold to us as the good guys, right? Isn't it interesting how they're all telling us, Joe Biden, did you just hear Ken Paxton say that this federal government, Joe Biden's criminal treasonous administration, is aiding and abetting the Mexican cartel? Did you hear what he just said? And of course, the best that you're going to get from these said conservatives is them doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of the bad guy. But wait a second. One question. Mr. Paxton, where are your orders, and where are you giving the orders to lawfully deal with federal government? Because again, remember, federal government is a creation of the states, not the states the federal government. So it's completely backwards. But why is nobody calling for the article of impeachment? How come they're not calling up the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16? How come they're doing none of this but just telling the American people the crimes that Joe Biden and his criminal administration are guilty of? How come they're doing nothing to put a stop to it? I want to tell you why. That's the definition of a controlled operative. They're on the same team. When are you going to figure this out, Americans? We'll be right back.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Another American youngster takes an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Lowe's scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. President Biden has reportedly been briefed on the recent clash in the Red Sea between U.S. Navy forces and attacking Houthi rebels. Helicopters had been launched from the USS Eisenhower and USS Gravely after they came under fire while responding to a distress call from a container ship. Israel pulling some troops back from the front lines in Gaza as that war rages on with Hamas. Israeli defense officials announced several thousand troops would be moved out of Gaza. Corey Myers, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, if you want to call in, we'd love to have you. Call in, pro or con. Jude 3 and 4, we deal with you as you come. You call in sincerity, we'll answer in sincerity. If you call in and you're insincere, well, then I guess you're just going to have to take your chances. 1-866-582-9933. Let's just get over to the main topic here, because there's much to cover here. And I don't suspect that anybody knows this yet, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. Because we've just seen this pop up over the weekend. My friend sent it over to me. And I want to throw it at you right away. But you guys all the well know that the Supreme Court, they're all 9 unelected bureaucrats that sit on the Supreme Court bench, right? They're appointed. They're not elected. Just like presidents. I know that there's some people out there that still think presidents somehow or another are selected by the people. No, they are not. No, they're not elected by the people. They're selected by those that want to control those that are submitting to their authority. And it's not we the people under God. You all the well know that. It's not a representative government anymore, friends. They can play that all that they want to, but look at their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20. But going back to the Supreme Court, we know that it's the job of a Supreme Court justice. Okay, going constitutionally in the way it's supposed to be. But it's their job to merely discover and apply laws. That's it, nothing more and nothing less. And that's what they're supposed to have done for over 250 years. Okay? So they're just like the president. They're to faithfully execute the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Go ahead and read Article 2, Section 3. Read Article 2, Section 3, because I'm educating you in the process of the U.S. Constitution. But yet what we find time and time again is where they're advocating that which is clearly and diametrically opposed to the law that they're supposed to uphold in protecting the people by condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Is this true? I mean, instead of condemning murder, they advocate murder. Okay? And P.S., so you know, Proverbs 17:15 calls this an abomination. When you have a people that justify the wicked and condemn the righteous, that is an abomination in the sight of God. Okay, the way it's supposed to operate is Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. In a lot of ways, friends, you can go to Isaiah 5:20 as well, and you can see how they're reversing the roles completely. Americans, this is why judgment has turned backwards, because you become a lawless society in the face of God. The American church loves God's government so much that they pick and choose as to what they like. Okay, and this is a different show, but Jesus said, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, not his suggestions, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Okay? That's where America is at today. Okay? And Jesus is the one that we're supposed to emulate. And we see in 1 John 2:6 as well that we are to follow him and be in him as he is, not the way that we want to be. That's called creating an idol image. That's creating a god or a graven image to suit our sin. A god, mind you, that doesn't exist in any sense of the word. So let's go back to judges again here. Judges are supposed to, according to Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices, listen, during good behavior. Good behavior, friends. And the judicial power shall extend to all cases, listen carefully, in law, in equity, arising what? Under this Constitution. Not under a dictator. Not under some despot. Not under some oligarch. Not under some individual that's a law unto himself. A tyrant. But that's what the American people have taken on. And they think that because, and this is another thing, where the American people get this from, I have no idea. But to suggest that the Supreme Court, when the Supreme Court says something, or the President says something, that it must be so. And I've covered this before, where people have become so double-minded as to believe that when the said Republicans are in power, they're a government unto themselves. And when the Democrats are in power, they're a government unto themselves. But for a first-time listener, I want you to understand that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and the other 98 unconstitutional parties, not a one of them exist constitutionally. Because we are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by God. Listen carefully. Andrew Jackson said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." That's right. So whose government is established in this earth as it is in heaven? It's called common law. It's called the Torah. It's called moral law, which Christ never abrogated. Okay? That's why you see Moses everywhere. And see, this is the law that the said judges of today have thrown off in making war against God. And I want to rewind just a little bit, and I want you to listen carefully, friends. The Supreme Court of the United States, listen to me, play this, make a feed, make a little TikTok, whatever you want out of what I'm going to say next. The Supreme Court of the United States is not the final arbiter. They are not the final say-so. And where the American people get off that when the Supreme Court says it or the President says it, it must be so. If it is not congruent with constitutional law and God's moral law, no, it is not. We do not have a right to murder innocent babies. We do not have a right to reinstitute or redefine marriage. We do not have a right to create policy and then put tax on top of it. I mean, folks, the list goes on and on and on. But remember, back in the 1980s, it was the Supreme Court that said we need to get rid of the Ten Commandments. Of course. And man wonders why they're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments. I'll tell you why. Because you fail to revert back to God's 10. It's that simple. it really, truly is. Here, let me put something up to this. It was John Glenn, that individual who spent his whole life concealing lies that he was a part of, that told the American people, again, here's the devil blurting the truth out in his confusion, when he said if we had to follow the rule of law in this country, we could not pass or enact most of the bills that we pass around here. See, the only way that they get away with doing what they do today, friends, is because of the ignorance of the American people that let them do it. Here, going so far as to prove another point, we see this. Look at this. Folks, there's no truth in any of this. It looks like law, has the color of law, sounds like law. Guess what? It's not law. Looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck. But guess what, friends? It's not a law. What I have pulled up right now is blue states prepared to enact slew of left-wing laws in 2024. Guess what, friends? Null and void if they are not congruent to the Ten Commandments of God, the moral law. And if you want to challenge me on that, my number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to think about what I just said. The American people believe somehow or another these little communists like Gavin Newsom and blue states, as they call them, don't exist, friends. Prepare to enact a slew of left-wing laws in 2024. See, what you have, friends, is communists like to use the law against the law. That's what they do. See, if all of those good guys that you were sold to by the mainstream media were really good guys, they would prosecute all of those guys that you call on the left wing. And I want to say this too so I can make real clear. This is why the networks never pull me up, friends. I've been on Fox, I've been on MSNBC, I've been on all of them, but this is the reason I'm not called up continuously, because I'm going to call them out for that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. It's for this very purpose. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. They wouldn't have nothing to talk about, friends. And I'm here to try to work myself out of a job and get you educated to understand when they talk about what's going on the left, it doesn't exist. If it stands in contrast to the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause is Article 6, Section 2, then it is null and void. So where does this stand? Where is their authority derived from, friends? Their authority is derived from the American people who don't know the difference. Their laws are null and void. Their laws are null and void. And until Americans start treating them as null and void, they're going to continue on. Do you understand this? That's exactly what's happening in the United States of America. Let me go back to what I was talking about concerning the Supreme Court. They are to sit during good behavior, not bad behavior. The judicial shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution, the laws of the United States, and treaties made or shall be made under the authority Article 3, Section 1, U.S. Constitution. And then when you look at Article 6, Section 2, the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, what does it say? And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby in anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. They're null and void. Where are they doing the things, and how are they getting away with the things that they're getting away with? Because the American people believed, and they've been dummied down enough to believe that they can go ahead and do whatever they want without consequence. Americans, guess what? You're the law. They're your representatives, and if they don't do their job, then you go find in provision how to deal with them and impeach them and prosecute them. And if not, the masses are going to suffer the abuse of the oligarchs. That's what's happening in America. Hey, folks, test me, attorneys. Test me, judges. We've had judges on the show, and they kept making a note concerning precedential law. And what was interesting about it, speaking of this particular judge who was from Michigan, super cool guy, but I kept saying to him, why do you keep making reference to the Supreme Court? I said, the Constitution in Article 6, Section 2 is the final authority, not what the Supreme Court says or doesn't say. Now, folks, I set that up and I teed this up for the very purpose that I want you to understand that the United States Supreme Court just protected the corporations in Big Pharma by striking shutting down any legal opposition to COVID-19 vaccines and mandates. So it shows you who they're working for, and it's not you. We'll be
at
right
the
back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the Supreme Court, folks, and this is nothing new. We have been warning the American people concerning these unelected bureaucrats for a long time. And if you've taken the time to pull the curtain back on who they are, folks, you would be shaken to the core. They're globalists is what they are. They're internationalists. Look at how they're being appointed to the court just in time for the new thing. For example, they appointed Alina Kagan. I highlighted this a little bit during the first segment. And who was she? Who is she? Well, she was appointed to Harvard to do what? To queerify Harvard. Criminal Barack Hussein Obama, foreigner and sodomite, just ask him, again, judging him by his fruit. Isn't it interesting that he appointed Alina Kagan? Just in time for what? Sodomite marriage. Never in the history of mankind, folks. These people are daring the justice of God, and they're leading this country into hell, is what they're doing. And the only way that they're going to lead us into hell is if we allow them to do so. What we need to do is let the heaven fall and kick the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost, is what we need to do. So with that said, friends, what I just highlighted, I teed up this whole thing. HealthImpactNews.com just reported the U.S. Supreme Court, just a sovereign unto themselves, just told you where their loyalties lie. Where? Four big corporations in Big Pharma. Did you know that they just struck down any legal opposition to COVID-19 vaccines and mandates? In other words, the Supreme Court once again overturned lower court rulings that challenged the U.S. federal government's role in mandating COVID-19 bioweapon shots. Hey, got a question for you. To the contrast, instead of laying the burden of proof on the American people, how about the courts do their job and lay the burden of proof on those that unlawfully and unconstitutionally and criminally mandated the shot in the first place? Where do they derive that authority, Americans? They don't have that authority. Why is the Supreme Court indemnifying corporations and big pharma against the very people that have suffered side effects or adverse effects to these experimental jabs, such as murdering them, a genocide? The Supreme Court said, nope, they're not going to be held accountable. Americans, do you understand that if that's the case... If that's the case, what the Supreme Court just got done saying, that you cannot hold them accountable, if that's the case, there's no more rule of law in this country. There's no more rule of law. They are now the law. And what we're seeing is we're seeing the Supreme Court as a bunch of appointed foxes guarding the chicken coop, protecting themselves and self-interest. That's what they're doing. Okay? The Supreme Court once again overturned lower court rulings that challenged the U.S. federal government's role in mandating COVID-19. They've never had the authority. The conservative majority of the bench once again ruled to protect the interests of big pharma and their immunity from being prosecuted in the U.S. judicial system. Can you even make this kind of stuff up? Here's the conclusion. Besides the obvious being played out here, namely the Supreme Court aiming at the very people, me and you, that they're supposed to serve, one must ask the question, what business, company, or corporation do you know of in the United States of America that can operate in such a fashion as to indemnify themselves concerning the effects or consequences of their service and or of their products? I want somebody to tell me. I've never heard of it a day in my life, but the Supreme Court wants us to believe that big pharma and federal government, who unlawfully and illegally and criminally mandated vaccines to their employees, somehow or another is not to be held accountable for the crimes that they committed against them people. Hey, folks, have you ever tried that? You know, one of the things that I said last week, and I'm going to say it again, you know, one of the things that we do as a ministry, because we're high profile, I mean, we go overboard, I'm sorry. We cross the T's, and then we cross the T's, and then we cross the T's. And then we dot the I's, and then we dot the I's, and then we dot the I's. We got to make sure that everything that we do is perfect. When we hand them over to who? The Attorney General, who's a treasonous criminal. Americans, do you not see how we've got this completely backwards? We're living perfect. And by the way, we should all be doing this anyways. We've had attorneys say, Bradley, just relax a little bit. It's okay. You guys are good. Everything's covered. All your bases are covered. And I have to tell them, you have no idea, because we understand that we're not dealing with upright, righteous men in office. You are to be perfect before them that are not giving an account for anything they do in a representative position in this government. Americans, you deserve what you get. You totally deserve what you get. And guess what? You're getting it. And you're going to get more of it. But again, let me ask you the question again. What business, what company, or what corporation do you know of that can operate in such a fashion as to indemnify themselves, protect themselves against, okay, concerning the effects or consequences of their service and or their products? Now, let me say this in place of that, in hopes of answering your question. Did you say that you didn't know of one? Yeah. Me neither. But how is it that the federal government and the Supreme Court are now telling you that they are indemnified concerning their products that have murdered millions and millions of people on this planet? And I'm going to say this, Americans, and I'm going to say it again. If that's what you're going to settle for, I want you to understand, first of all, you're submitting to tyranny and to a bunch of unelected tyrants Number one, and number two is this. If that's what you're going to settle for, you better understand this one thing right now. There is no more rule of law. They just got done telling you exactly who they are and who they work for. And it's not we the people. You want to start the new year off the right way, then do it the right way. Start holding these unelected bureaucrats accountable to the very laws that they're supposed to discover and apply. And if you fail to do it, they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. Americans, it's the new year. Happy New Year. But if you think that this is going to be a walk in the park and things are going to get better, well, I just gave you brand new information that shows you that they're going the opposite direction as to the way that they should be going. And Article 3, Section 1 tells us if they don't sit during good behavior, they are to be removed. You know what sits right above the heads of the Supreme Court and justices today, Americans, that you settle for, that somehow or another you believe are the final say in all of this? Which I laugh at your ignorance. Look at they're responsible for. And look at all the accomplices in America that has fallen their lead to the millions of babies that have been murdered because the government said so. Oh my goodness. You are daring God's justice, Americans. You want to set the record straight? Start holding your government accountable for the position that they're supposed to uphold. They are supposed to uphold the law that protects we the people. Not to tear it down and only protects those that they want you to believe that it protects. Anybody sick and tired of all this nonsense? Well, this is a brand new year and we can start it out the right way. Because the article that I highlighted earlier concerning the blue states preparing to enact a slew of left-wing laws, I'm here to tell you, Bradley Dean is here to tell you, they have no lawful authority, not a one of their unconstitutional acts. And they just want to garner more strength and garner more over the lives of subjects and making you slaves because the American people don't know that the upholding of the law and obeying that law keeps us free under God. Because liberty wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Liberty was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And what we ought to do is hold every one of these crooks accountable for the crimes that they have committed against we the people. Enough. Hey, folks, Happy New Year. That's up to us. The new year is up to us. The way this direction goes is up to us, according to the Word of God, period. Jeremiah 6:16. We need to hold His Word and see what He won't do on the behalf of we the people that actually love Him enough. Hey, folks, unity comes from our obedience to God. Unity is found in Christ. That's where the Spirit works. Read Ephesians 4:1. And I wanted to tell you an ending here. I hope that you have a happy new year, but we better get busy, folks, because I'm tired of this lawlessness. But I want you to listen to me carefully. Right above the heads of the Supreme Court injustices in Washington, D.C. is Moses and the Ten Commandments. And what does it say right under him? It says, justice is the guardian of liberty. Without justice, which the Supreme Court is not delivering up, they are unjust and unjust on so many different levels. They are a clear and present danger. And the American people must rise to the level of expectation and do it and understand that you are to do what you're commanded to do by God out of love for Him and what His Son Jesus Christ did for us. Because again, without that, all is lost. Hey, Christian, patriot, conservatives, it's time to start acting according to who we call ourselves. Amen. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. Happy New Year.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.